everybody. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time for us to check all of your agricultural markets for today. I've got the latest on those in your afternoon wrap-up coming up in just a moment. Stay with us.
Checking in on the Beef Checkoff. Joining us today, Heather Buckmaster with the Oklahoma Beef Council. Heather's still excited about the recent opportunity to introduce Stephen Adams to 4-H and FFA members at the Oklahoma Youth Expo.
We were so pleased to host Stephen Adams at the Oklahoma Youth Expo for a meet and greet with 4-H and FFA students. Our objective with the event was to introduce him to Oklahoma's wonderful ag youth. Specifically, he had a chance to meet with a couple of children as they walked him through what they did to take care of their steers and prepare them for the show.
And the Oklahoma Beef Council was also involved with the steer show, inviting exhibitors to take part in some special training designed to help them learn how better to care for their animals.
We're also a sponsor of the Oklahoma Youth Expo as we kicked off an incentive program for the Youth for the Quality Care of Animal Certification Program.
And we invite you to go to oklabeef.org, click on Cattleman's Corner to learn how the Oklahoma Beef Council is investing beef checkoff dollars on behalf of cattle producers across the state.
Good day, everybody. I'm Carson Horn. Hog prices mixed to mostly lower today, with traders slowly but steadily backing away from the market here at the end of the week. Additional sales of pork to China was not enough to spark buyer interest here on Thursday, while cattle trade remained mixed, with limited activity seen ahead of the April 1 cattle on feed report. Corn futures lower today in light trade, with May corn futures 1.25 cents lower. Stock markets were mixed today. The Dow Jones 109 points higher, NASDAQ down 6 points. Over in live cattle today, outside the lightly traded and soon to expire April live cattle futures posting a firm bounce higher today, with line pressure seen throughout the rest of the complex. Live cattle futures were generally steady to 20 cents lower, indicating an overall lack of direction in the market as interest has quickly eroded throughout the last couple of days. Traders seem to be showing little interest in the upcoming cattle on feed report, which will be released this afternoon. And with markets closed on Friday, traders will have an extra day to process and analyze the report numbers before Monday's trade. Box beef cutouts, meanwhile, were mixed today, 65 cents lower in select and up 45 cents per hundredweight in choice, with line movement of 54 total loads. Over in feeder cattle, firm nearby support slowly moving into the feeder cattle trade. Although estimates expect cattle placements during March to increase, most traders feel that these increases have already been factored into prices, and any placement levels lower than early estimates are expected to be neutral to bullish for the market. Meanwhile, in grains, corn trade was flat to 2 cents lower, with light selling during the day session as we head into the long weekend. Soybean trade narrowly mixed, with quiet midday trade going into the three-day market weekend. Meal was flat to a dollar lower, and oil 10 to 20 points higher. Finally, in wheat, trade was 1 to 8 cents lower, with early short covering giving way to renewed fund selling, with the spreads favoring the higher protein wheats. That's a look at all your markets for today. I'm Carson Horn on the Radio Oklahoma Network.